This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here they are.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. puts them in the lead with a two-run shot.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. ESPN MLB announcer Boog Sciambi. Coming up. Actor Keegan-Michael Key. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, which is available everywhere. And also, guess what? ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. The man who's calling the World Series on ESPN Radio, Boog Sciambi, was just here. He just left. We had some nice guest convergence in our green room for a split moment between him and Keegan-Michael Key, who is one of our favorites. There are a few shows on TV as red hot as this one with casts like this one. You want to be on Only Murders in the Building if you are somebody like Keegan-Michael Key, and he can play around with some of the best, like, say, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez, Meryl Streep, Nathan Lane, Bobby Cannavale, Christoph Waltz.
This season was awesome.
Divine Joy Randolph, Renee Zellweger, and Keegan-Michael Key, who's going to join us. We have a fun clip. We also have some fun stuff in store for him, and it's always going to be great when he joins us here on the program, as he will in just less than 20 minutes' time. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We also had Kurt Warner on in hour number one. If you missed any of this show, guess what? We have our app. We used to have an app. I don't know where that one came from. What we have we have our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, our pod, which is the three-letter word I was going to say. All 3 hours available for your ear gate through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, now fueled by the ESPN Pod Center. We appreciate all of our relationships, including those with you. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Here on the program, let's go to Joey in Pensacola, Florida, to kick things off. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Rich, how's it going? I just want to talk about what your previous caller talked about, bringing a buddy to a game.
Yeah, just to bring everyone up to speed here, you know, Chris Brockman and I think, you know, would you give your plus one to a great friend of yours when they're rooting for the team that's trying to beat yours? And in a high-stakes game like the World Series, and we say no, and what do you say, Joey?
By the way, I just put that up as a poll question.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely I would. I took a buddy to a Yankees game, as Yankees-Astros, and it wasn't like a high-stakes game, like a postseason game or a World Series game, but took him to a Yankees-Astros game. Astros were crushing the whole game, dominating. Kyle Tucker robbed a home run in right, and then Yankees brought it back. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa got thrown out at second in the ninth and then went into extras. Aaron Judge walked it off, of course. And my buddy, who's an Astros fan, was wearing his Astros gear and was getting just absolute death threats walking out of the stadium.
No, that's not good.
And after that experience, I would bring him back to another Yankees-Astros game. Just to see the look on his face.
Well,
New York fans talking to him.
Well, you know, that's not the way it should go.
Joey's a real one.
Again, it's just one of those things. It's just like, I don't need you rooting happy in front of my face when my team's fortunes and my emotions are on the line. I mean, it's just that simple.
He was extremely happy for, you know, about 8.5 innings until the Yankees tied it up, and then Aaron Judge walked it off, and I'll take those 8.5 innings of misery again, just so I can see the look on his face of Aaron Judge walking it off.
Joey in Pensacola, appreciate it. Jimmy in San Antonio, where my new favorite, Victor Wembanyama, plays basketball. What's up, Jimmy?
All right. It's the first day of my vacation. Oh. Mexico just beat Paraguay in the under-17 Women's World Cup, so you can assume how I'm doing.
Okay. Great.
Yeah,
good to know, Jimmy.
He's doing well. Yeah.
So tonight the Spurs go for 5-0 for the first time ever. That kind of shocked me. I never thought we'd win 5-0 throughout the era that we did.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm kind of surprised to hear that as well, sir.
Okay, about this plus one business, TJ, you're so rude. If I had the NFC Championship, Eagles, Cowboys, Colleen Wolf is obviously my plus one.
This is not what we're talking about, Jimmy.
Not what we're talking about.
Jimmy, we're not talking about that sort of stuff.
Not the same, Jimmy?
Okay, then, all right, let me bring this up. I have a start bench regards to if it was a World Series, if it was Dodgers, Mets, TJ, you're my starter. There is no bench. It's you and me. We go to the game and we see who cries at the end.
Okay.
Dodgers, Red Sox. Brockman, you got benched because obviously we all know I'm taking Susan.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Okay. This guy.
And then Dodgers, Yankees. The dude I'm taking has an I in his first name, and it's Mike.
He's not a Yankee fan. Here's the thing. I love you, Jimmy, but I already have a pass, so I'm
excuse
good.
Me. No, excuse
I'm
me.
Good.
Do you
You're
have
not
your
a Yankee fan.
Do you got your schmoey hat?
Yeah,
where's your schmoey hat? Could you imagine if you went to the World Series last year in Dodger Stadium like this?
Yeah. Everybody would be beating him up.
Everybody. He would be the most hated man in the building.
That would be the thing that
I'd be the most popular. People would be like,
absurd.
I'd be the most popular person walking around.
Absurd. As dumb as it gets.
You like both these teams?
You get peanuts.
The
worst.
Doesn't
get
much dumber. This is the greatest thing you ever
it is not.
That's an abomination. The hat.
Jimmy in San Antonio bringing the noise and the funk as he always does. Thanks, Jimmy. So how about that? Jimmy in San Antonio saying Victor Wembanyama is trying to get the Spurs to 5-0 for the first time ever. Is that true?
I'm going to take his word.
The Admiral never started that way. The Big Fundamental never started that way. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
So, you know, Wembanyama is a perfect leaping off point here. Because he is an absolute, as we know, physical freak, a unicorn. We've never seen anything or anyone built like him doing things with a basketball that he is doing. And as we all know, when we first heard of him, the general sense was, imagine Giannis Antetokounmpo taller and more agile, right? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Really? That guy's?
And can shoot.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, he's that. And then you see Victor do what he's done, you're like, oh, okay, now I get it. And so what I'm pointing out is the NBA is now getting physically freakier year in and year out, right?
That's true.
And what's happening now because of that, and it's not just tall guys who can handle, it's just a bunch of other big men and also other guys who are smaller in stature doing things with the basketball with their handle that we haven't seen before. And with that, you are now seeing a massive traveling problem in the NBA, if they care to fix it. And last night, Giannis, on the NBC coverage against the Knicks, did something with a basketball that you can't even call traveling. I mean, the Euro step with what he did lasted so long, he wound up in Asia. And it's
stupid.
Awful. And I put it out on Threads because, as you know, I'm not posting on X, and I haven't for a while because it's I wrote it down here. Hellscape. That's
mixed stand.
And so I posted on Threads. It's one of the most responded to posts I've ever put. I just put the sequence up on the Threads with just, come on, man, is all I wrote. Like, come on, man, really? And here's the thing. The responses I got back pointing out this is a legal play because you get apparently to gather the basketball and then get two steps.
That's insane.
So after you pick up your dribble, the two steps begin after you gather. And what we're seeing now are such physically freaky athletes able to take so many steps while gathering and then get steps after the gather, you can go from the logo to the rim.
One dribble.
One dribble. You can go from the logo to the rim.
I'm watching it right now. It's absurd. He takes five steps.
And he takes two steps after the gather, but he takes four steps while gathering.
Right.
And so I saw that and I thought to myself,
Self?
This looks exactly like Dez Bryant catching a football in Green Bay, where he was so physically freaky that he's able to make a football move while still catching the ball over a 10-yard span of just two or three steps. He was that amazing at the catch process that he was able to make a physical move while catching and go to the ground, to the point where the NFL had to come up with a new rule on what a catch was. And I think that's what's happening with traveling in the NBA. Are we really going to say that you get two steps after a gather, and then I can't sit here and say when the gather happens, or you are so amazing like Giannis that you could take four steps while gathering and then get two steps. So you're now taking 5 to 6 steps after you picked up your dribble and get away with it. Can't have it. Don't want it. Fans don't want it.
You should be able to challenge this.
And so what? But if you challenged it by rule, this is technically legal, because he did take two steps after he finally put both hands to gather the basketball.
But his hands are so big, he can gather the ball with one hand.
I'm saying to you, this is why you need to change the rule. And as far as I'm concerned, as you know, at RES Consulting, we don't just complain about it. We do something. Which is why I want to be on every competition committee in all major sports.
I mean, are we
How about this? Here's the rule. After you pick up your dribble, this is radical. After you pick up your dribble, you get two steps. That's it. After you screw the gather. I don't want to talk about gathering anymore. Gather this, if you will.
Magic, the gathering.
That's it. You pick up your dribble, you get two steps. That's it. I don't hear about the gather. Oh, wait a minute. You're dribbling with one hand, so you now get to put your hands on it with both hands. That's the gather. And then you're allowed two steps. Is that what I understand? Because if that's the rule, it's absurd. It's just like what the NFL decided. If 100 people in a bar say that's a catch, it should be a catch. So come up with a rule that matches what 100 people in the bar are seeing. 100 people in a bar watching that last night say that's a travel.
Right.
So come up with a rule where 100 people in the bar are right. That's it.
I'm saying, are we making too big of a deal of this because this is just one play? I don't see.
No, it's happening all the time.
This happens all the time.
Not to this effect. I mean, it happens.
This was particularly absurd.
This is absurd. And if you really look, I'll give him, all right, the gather, but he still took three steps at that.
While gathering.
No, it was after the gather.
Oh, well,
so,
I mean.
So he at least took three. And I don't, I mean, yeah, we're seeing some
so
looks. We're
not sensationally seeing, egregious. Yeah, like, saying, it has to be
I
fixed.
I literally just said egregious. But not everyone is doing this. This is a
what I'm saying
anomaly.
Is more and more people are having the physical ability to do it.
I feel like this happens like a couple times a week.
Dude, if I'm Wembanyama, I'm working on getting my gather down with 3-4 steps. And because I can then, on a fast break, start my gather from half court.
Yeah.
Because I'm that big and I have that much of a wingspan and that much of a step span. Got to fix it. I'll do something about it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's finish up with the Harbaugh files. And then we'll, after Keegan-Michael Key, if you don't mind, Mike Hoskins, everybody. Oh, Joe Alt's returning. Is that where you want to do this right now? We'll do it right now. This is one of our favorite segments. And then we'll bring out Keegan-Michael Key, because he loves Jim Harbaugh, too. Who doesn't? Joe Alt's return, as you know, significantly solidified that line. And nobody loves offensive linemen like Jim Harbaugh, who calls them weapons, right? Harbaugh files, hit it.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, but they didn't.
The Harbaugh Files.
Joe, specifically, how would you describe the impact that he has from a leadership standpoint, just his presence in the field, his presence on the sideline, and what that did for you guys in the meetings?
Yeah, presence in the training environment, presence in the meeting room, but especially in the in the game. There was, I hate my kids, you know. Boy, Dad, Joe Alt really made a big difference. I mean, it's just that obvious, you know, how good of a player he is.
He did get rolled up on I believe on the same ankle. Did he come out of the game okay?
Yeah, he'll be out there today. And talking to him, he no worse for wear. It was pretty heavily wrapped and compressed and guarded and taped. You know, it's a wonderful thing what compression can do. Except for the warm hug.
The Harbaugh File.
Wow. I mean, a warm hug is, it's a thing.
Yeah. Olaf likes compression.
That's oh, my God. That's the best.
That's, you know what I mean? I think that's Frozen 3.
It's Frozen 3 where yeah. Olaf tapes, yeah. up his, yeah. tapes up his twig.
Right.
Yeah. He likes warm hugs.
Get back out there to protect Elsa, who in this case, as we all know, is Madison Beer. All right.
Hey, now.
Let's take a break here. Oh, that's the Harbaugh Files, everybody. let's get to Keegan-Michael Key, for crying out loud. This is going to be awesome. It always is. Talking only murders in the building and more coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. And yeah. Steve Martin is just Steve Martin, and Martin Short is Martin Short. I did notice Keegan-Michael Key is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience on ESPN Radio just rejoined. We just saw a clip on the TV side of things of Only Murders in the Building, in which Keegan has appeared this season with a very big plot point that just was revealed in this very week. Check it out on Hulu and streaming now also on Hulu on Disney Plus. I did notice you called him Marty. I picked up on that.
He's he actually almost insists on people calling him Marty.
That right?
He's very gregarious and very warm.
He's Canadian.
Like, and I mean, he's warm for a Canadian.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? They're like, could you? It's like, oh, you can't be even more friendly.
Yes.
How can you be friendly?
He's
like, on the friendly infinity loop. Like, he couldn't be. How can you be friendlier than other Canadians? You know what I mean? Lots of pleases and thank yous.
Yeah.
And that was a great take. Oh, you were owed a sight there on that one. That was fantastic. And he
felt like you're back on the set of Fargo for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But he, consummate professionals, as you would expect them to be.
Yes.
And watching Steve also, Steve, because he's one of the co-creators of the show,
yes,
is very active on set. He's rewriting as you go.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So it's amazing because he'll rewrite as you go, and he'll say, I need this to, here's an idea. It could be this or it could be that. Or I would just like to suggest maybe saying the line this way.
Yes.
And inevitably, better. Always better. It's everything he does is value added. Yeah.
And who's the easiest to crack up on that set? Nobody does.
Most people don't crack up on the set, but the crew,
yes,
are having the time of their life. And mostly because of something Steve suggests. But it'll happen off camera, like between setups.
Yes.
And like I said, he's just thinking all the time.
Right.
And sometimes Marty will be like, Steve, you want to take a break? Just want to relax a little bit. And he's like, well, I do. I just wanted to say this one more thing. And the crew just giggles and giggles and giggles all day. It's a very, very warm set.
Well, you kind of pick it up from watching the show, you know?
Yeah. The show has the same thing. John Hoffman, the showrunner, mm-hmm, he actually describes the show as cozy murder mystery. It's like he calls it cozy. cozy murder mystery.
Well, so I assume they got it greenlit before you start using that term, because I imagine you're pitching. So okay, so I got this cozy murder mystery.
Here's what I'm thinking, cozy murder mystery. What do you guys think? No, guys, don't leave. No, I'm not done with the pitch.
See ya.
Wait a minute. With Steve Martin and Martin Short.
I'm on Selena Gomez. Who? Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Did you say Selena Gomez? I'm sold.
Well, right, so. You know what's showing up on my, you don't know, but I'll tell you. That's a weird way to start something. What's showing up on my Instagram algorithm a lot lately is that moment when you and Bryan Cranston are in a scene together and he cannot.
Oh my God.
Hold it together.
Yeah.
And then suddenly all you had to do was just look at him or appear in the screen and he starts going. What was that like from your perspective?
First of all, the movie's called Why Him?
That's right.
If anybody's seen it, it's starring Bryan Cranston and James Franco, and Megan Mullally's in it, and Zoe Deutsch. It's really fantastic.
Yes.
Fun family comedy. But what happened was we started to become almost overly defiant to a point where we were being abjectly stubborn. So you can hear the director from a room away go, "Do you guys want to cut?" "No! We're going to get don't cut it, John! We're going to get through it! We're gonna get through it," and that's me. But Bryan, double that.
Oh, really?
Do not cut it. Do not cut. I got this. Very next take, he breaks it. So then I go. So Mitch, I go to ADR.
Yes.
I go to ADR. So for everybody in the audience, ADR is when you have to loop the words if there was a sound mistake.
Yes.
And first of all, the card. You know, they use cards. We don't always film anymore, right?
Yeah.
Cards are about 24 minutes long.
Yes.
Full card.
Yeah.
Full card. 2 usable minutes of footage. 24 minutes, 2 usable minutes of footage. I'm in the ADR, I've got my things done, I'm trying to do the book stuff, and I'm watching the point in the scene. It's that scene. Yes. I go, "Oh, what? Look at this. How the hell did you do this?"
Yeah.
And they said, "You see that seam down the middle of the wall?" Mm-hmm. I go, "Yeah." He goes, it's a composite. We used one side of the take where Bryan isn't laughing, and one side of the take where you're not laughing. It's the only way we could get you seen in the movie.
Wow.
We never got more than 20 seconds
of usable
footage without cracking up. It was unbelievable. And Bryan would just go, "Stop, stop. Nope, got it. Start again.
And then
I'd start.
My favorite one is you just start moving down because he's sitting on the toilet.
Yes, right? He's sitting on the toilet,
which is even better.
Yeah.
And he's looking ahead, and then you come down and he sees you peripherally. Just you just motioning down got him going.
Well,
that's unbelievable.
And nobody was helping. The cinematographer wasn't helping. And he's like, Keegan, get even closer to his face. I mean, anybody's watching, they got to see.
It's great. Okay, so I'm Bryan.
You're Bryan. You're
okay.
On the toilet.
Okay,
it's one thing if you're, and I'm trying to fix the toilet. It's one of those Japanese toilets.
Yes.
I'm trying to fix the toilet. So I kind of go like this, and I'm going down the toilet, and then the cinematographer is encouraging me to get closer. And I'm just going to. I mean, Bryan, he was a. I can't live. He's a sitting duck. He didn't have a chance.
The man's got a gajillion Emmys and Oscar noms and whatever.
This Breaking Bad, this was not. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Why him?
Oh, my gosh.
I love that. I'm so glad to get that backstory because it shows up all
it
the comes time.
Up, yeah. It was. Non-stop. We had so much fun. I mean, clearly, we had fun making the scene, but we had a lot of fun making the movie.
Keegan-Michael Key is here on The Rich Eisen Show again.
Oh,
Only
boy.
Murders in the Building. Just renewed for season 6. It's heading to London.
Yes.
That has been announced. And, fans of this show, ecstatic. And if you're not watching it, you should. So can we, and I'm going to say we now because we are together
yes.
in this. And
yes.
It is the whole we are thing. Can we get a win over Ohio State this weekend or what? Can we do this? Can we do this for Penn State?
We are.
Okay.
Not looking good for a win over the number one team in college football. I am...
You got to be beside yourself
I'm
right
beside
now.
I'm beside myself, Rich. I am really, I've been dealing with bouts of depression for the last couple of weeks. Right. Well, disillusionment more than anything else, because I can't put my finger on what's happening.
Yes.
We have denied Dennis Sutton. We have Zane Durant. I know we lost our best linebacker. I didn't think that was going to make as much of a difference as it did. We have some elite men on our defensive line.
Of course, it's Penn State.
Yeah. And it's just unraveled. And I feel really bad for Terry Allen, the guy who's the interim coach. Don't we always feel bad for an interim coach? They're trying to pick up the pieces. And then the game in Iowa, our game versus Iowa, Catron Allen had 145 yards rushing, and we couldn't win the game. I don't know how the ship is going to get righted.
Yes.
We're in a bit of a tailspin. Yes. We'll right the ship at some point in time.
Just not this weekend?
Just not this weekend. And I understand what you're saying by we, being a Michigan grad being a Penn State grad.
Oh, please.
This hurts. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
My kids are aware that we root for two teams, Michigan and whoever's playing
Ohio State. And whoever's playing Ohio State, yeah.
And this weekend it is Penn State.
Oh, jeepers. It would be the biggest upset of the season. Full on.
Oh, what a
could you imagine? Yeah.
But I can.
It's
please.
At the horseshoe. I know you. It's at the horseshoe.
You have no idea. I'll be rooting.
I appreciate it.
I'll be there. I'll be there at the pom-poms.
Maybe the less said about this subject, the better.
Okay, we can move on. Moving on. The Lions are coming off their bye.
Coming off our
Aiden
bye.
Hutchinson just broke the bank. Everybody's feeling good.
$141 guaranteed.
$1 million, yes.
$1 million.
Yes, indeed.
$141 guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And I think they still owe him 19.8 on the rookie deal.
That's correct.
So he's got a little valet money. A scratch in the pocket, indeed. If you will.
He does indeed.
He's doing okay. Goodbye, another Bronco. Now, this, of course, means any hopes of us getting Trey Hendrickson are dashed. Because I don't know about that.
I mean,
really?
No, I mean, because this is an extension. You know what I mean? Like, this is not money that you have to pay out right now.
Well, that's true. It's so amortized, right? They're not just handing
140. Extension won't kick in until after he makes this. So this doesn't affect what you can spend on Trey Hendrickson.
That's true. We could make a little tiny splash plan.
And salary cap is, it's not like I can sit here and explain it to you. All I know is that there's always a way around it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always something you can do. There's always some change we can move around here.
There's always some change we can,
yeah. This is the Ford family, for crying out loud. We can figure something out.
We should be able to figure something out.
Yeah, and it's just, it's so much fun watching this team. Jahmyr Gibbs, the head coach, who I know has this way about him, you judge the book. On that cover, but it's a deep, deep book, man. I love this guy.
A lot of profound chapters in that book. I mean, he is, I mean, nice leather-bound cover.
Yes.
I know, rugged cover. But yeah, he's actually quite a considered thinker. He's a very thoughtful guy.
I agree.
And
for someone who looks like he's going to give you a rat tail in the
exactly right, or you know, get off the mechanical bull and go, I did it again. You know, let's get those cows in the corral. I mean, he grew up, you know, like roping cows.
I'm sure he did.
But he has such a. He has such a command for the nuance of the game,
he sure does.
Especially on the offensive side of the ball, which surprisingly for me, I find this interesting, as a tight end, no less. It's not like he was a he thinks like a quarterback, even though he played on the line.
Yes.
He really is quite, it's quite amazing that would have been the position he made his hay playing, but he has this kind of fantastic global view of how an offense works. It's really terrific.
Well, and the idea that this season would be a lost one because you lost both coordinators, and then the first game against the Packers only seemed to potentially cement that narrative.
That narrative, yep.
And then ever since then, it's just been, how do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
Pretty much.
Speaking of coordinators, yes. I just heard this yesterday, because I'm always scrolling on YouTube and I'm watching all of my Detroit Lions content.
Very good.
And one of the guys were saying that there may be some interest in Kelvin Shepard for the head coaching job at LSU.
Mm.
And I think that hopefully that's a bit of a reach. I hope it's a reach because he's doing phenomenal work for the team. They're buying in. And he's just enhancing, I think, what Aaron Glenn's, he's enhancing Aaron Glenn's infrastructure, what he's put into place.
Correct.
And the fact that we're playing man defense this well with now this pressure, having Aiden healthy makes all the difference in the world.
Doesn't it, though?
And we're going to get Marcus Davenport back. It's really, I'm very, as you can see, I start singing sentences.
This is great.
I must be in a good mood.
You must.
I'm feeling good.
I love it.
Yeah, about our prospects.
Keegan-Michael Key here on the Rich Eisen Show. First time you were here, way back in the day when you were promoting Predator that you were in.
Oh, wow.
We did Start Bench Cut with you. We've got a few more Start Bench Cuts.
Some Start Bench Cuts.
Yes, we will. And Mike Del Tufo will work the audio very well. For this one,
yes.
Unlike the last time you were here.
All right, Mike.
Bill Walsh of audio. Is that
you're
the,
locked in, right, Mike?
He's locked in. Here
okay.
we go. All right, here we go. Let's do a start bench cut with Keegan-Michael Key. Hit it, please.
It's time to start bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up!
All right, here we go. Start bench cut. We've got three of them for you right here. Keegan-Michael Key, start bench cut. Again, Only Murders in the Building, season 5, just completed. Check it all out right now on Hulu and Hulu on Disney+. All right, first up, the team you most want to win a championship, Penn State football, the Tigers or the Lions? You got to start bench cut it.
So I'm definitely going to start the Lions. I want the Lions to win a Super Bowl more than anything. Then I think, given recent developments, now Penn State is going to be in the bench.
Okay.
And let me see. 06 we went. 84 we won.
Okay.
So Tigers. Yeah, that's okay. We're good.
Yes.
I mean, we'll see if Scooble sticks around, but we'll, but yes, I'm going to go Lions, Nittany Lions, Tigers.
I
you see,
love
I like
it.
To stick with the big cats.
Yes, you got
I
them.
Really only root for big cats.
Lions, Nittany Lions, Tigers, start bench cut. All right. Next up, start bench cut, Keegan-Michael Key.
Mm-hmm.
If you suddenly faced with a zombie apocalypse,
This
is the person you would most want by your side. Dan Campbell, Panay Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson, start bench cut.
If you're in a zombie
apocalypse.
Okay, I'm starting Panay.
Okay.
I need Panay. I mean, he can block
yes.
the zombies. They're not very adroit. They're not very flexible. I mean, Panay just goes, skish, and they're down. And yes. I just use him as my lead blocker, right?
I like it.
Then you're gonna bench Dan. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you're benching Dan because I might need him to come off the bench. with strategy, we're gonna stay in this building for 5 weeks. Then we're gonna skedaddle over to this building. We're just gonna make our way through the metro area till we get to a prairie.
Yes.
Right. And then I can't believe I'm seeing the word cut in Aiden Hutchinson in the same sentence.
I know.
But yeah, you know what I mean. I know Aiden's powerful, but I need that blocking.
Understood.
That blocking profile from Panay. We're going Panay, Dan. Aiden, sorry, Aiden.
Okay, understood. Plus, he has his money to
help. He's got his money. He can just buy a hovercraft and just go live in the middle of a body of water.
Okay, last one. Last one.
Yes.
This is good. The best Key and Peele sketch.
Oof.
Oh. Mike, start bench cut, Chris. Ornament. MJ Halloween. East-West College Bowl. Luther the Obama Anger Translator.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm gonna go in almost in reverse order here.
Very good.
MJ Halloween is my favorite scene.
Okay.
To have performed.
Okay.
But I'm putting it in the cut.
Okay.
Okay. I'm putting it in the cut.
Okay.
I'm gonna bench. I'm gonna bench East West Bowl.
Oh, wow.
And I'm gonna start Luther Obama. Luther Obama,
yes.
For sheer cultural significance,
yes, sir.
Should go first. And it's what Jordan and I like to call a peas in the pod scene,
yes.
Where the two characters have the same point of view.
Mm.
We love doing scenes where the two characters have the same point of view, as opposed to MJ Halloween, which is what we call a Laurel and Hardy scene, which is where one guy's antagonizing the other guy. So that's it. So I go Luther Obama, East West, MJ Halloween.
How did how did the Luther character come about? How do we land on this?
The origin of the Luther character is when we were writing the pilot.
Yes.
We were trying to
The pilot.
Oh, the pilot. The pilot. It's in the pilot. The first sketch is in the pilot. And it was right after, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, Obama had given a State of the Union address, and he had made a comment, and some guy in the chamber screamed out, "Liar! Well, that's a lie." Remember that?
Right, of course.
And Obama just went, he just very calmly put his hand up, paused, and continued. And Jordan and I were both like, Jordan was like, but you understand the amount of rage or anger that must have been inside of him for someone to make a comment like that, to someone to take a liberty like that during such an august proceeding?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great? And what gave Jordan the idea was Garrett Morris, original SNL,
yes.
when Chevy Chase used to do the news and go, and now a message from the Society of the Deaf, Francisco Franco, and then you have that little box and you go, Aurelio Francisco Franco is still dead. Is still dead. Yeah. That's where the idea came from. And he said, what if we had like a guy who's like screaming for Obama? And I don't remember which one of us said it, but it was like an anger like he translates the anger. And that's where it came from. So we have Garrett Morris to thank for it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so good.
We on occasion here will have a coach with a soundbite, and the coach is just giving you coach speak, and then we have, you know, a segment called "What Were They Really Thinking?"
What were they really thinking?
And yeah. and I'll give voice. I had no idea that I was kind of taking it from that sort of. That's amazing.
I mean, it's a pretty great. It's just a simple, elegant concept.
Sure.
You know.
And then last time you were here, when we asked you to read off some football player names as Mr. Garvey, the substitute teacher, that thing went a little viral for me.
That went a little viral.
And you know, we have some of the names that we use as drops every now and then.
D.D. Metcalfe, G. Riggs,
McConkey, which was whose idea?
That was not actually mine. I have to give credit where credit was due. Somebody in this room came up with Ladidi McConkey.
Kentulo, our producer did.
What's that?
No, it was our producer Kentulo.
Ken did this. Yeah, so I don't know if you're aware, but the Chargers started to refer to him as Ladidi behind the scenes.
Ladidi McConkey.
So what?
Where was Ladidi McConkey?
Well. Here he is. We tried to get him to zoom in while you were here, but their practice schedule just down the street prevented it. But here we have a message for Mr. Garvey.
What's up, Mr. Garvey? It's Ladidi McConkey here. I just want to let you know that I'm on the assignment with the Chargers, so I appreciate you asking about me. And can I get the hall pass?
Can I get the hall pass? Well done, Ladidi. I like that he did extra credit. He put in an extra syllable.
He did.
McConkey. That is fantastic. Ladidi. That kid is tearing it up. Harbaugh's a happy man because of Ladidi.
Ladidi.
Did you see John Harbaugh in a press conference? I feel that, you know, Ladidi had a pretty solid. Harbaugh said Ladidi.
I know.
Oh my God!
We just wanted to give you that little shout out from Ladidi.
I'm trying to work on some new ones. I mean, we have to talk about Danielle Jonas. Danielle Jonas is good. I like
Danielle.
He's
doing well for the Colts.
He's
right
been
now.
Doing well. I love Danielle. Danielle, where Danielle Jonas at? Keep throwing the ball, dog. What happened? My poor wife.
What?
Well, we've loved Daniel Jones.
Giants fans.
Oh,
I know.
Oh my God! This is what we do every weekend. You know, so we watch the Giants and we watch Lions. I mean, not Week 12. We can't on Week 12 because they play each other.
Okay.
So we'll be in separate rooms. Yes. But. We sit there crestfallen because, you know, by marriage, I'm a Giants fan. And so now I've committed and I've fallen in love and I'm invested in the Giants.
Of course.
And we're sad about Scadaboo and we're sad about.
Exactly. As soon as Jackson Dart shows up and you can have nice things, down goes Neighbors and then Scadaboo.
As soon as we can have
what
nice
the
things.
Hell?
And then you just go and then we just every weekend. It's like we're crestfallen. You just watch Indianapolis has scored 737 points. Daniel Jones has 7 touchdowns, 650. Yards rushing. It's like what happened? What?
Danielle.
I think
Jonas.
Danielle Jonas.
Yes. And Cam Scatiti Bo.
Skatiti Bo. Skatiti Bo. Skatiti Bo.
Just give me that before we go. Give me if you want to go to war.
Hold on. Here we go. I'm taking two.
Hold on. Don't cut.
Hey, Cameron, Scatiti Bo. You want to go to war? Can we go to war, Scatiti Bo? As soon as you heal up, we can go to war. Because I ain't playing with you, Cameron. Oh, y'all think I'm playing. Mikay, Tris. Tris over here.
That's right.
Look at this dude over in the corner. What you doing, playing pool? Get off the damn pool table. Fuck us up. Ridiculous, man. God, over here, chalking a stick. Should be one in the camera.
Chalking a stick.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Keegan, not a euphemism.
Oh, God. Not a euphemism. God bless it. I love when you come here, man.
Rich Eisen.
Right back at you.
Richie Eisen, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Richard.
Oh, yeah. I think you got that as a drop, too, right, Mike?
My favorite show to ever do is Richard Eisen.
Richard Eisen. From the last time, man. Only Murders in the Building again. Season 5 with this man, Keegan Michael Key. Now streaming on Hulu and then Hulu on Disney Plus. And congrats to the whole crew on season 6.
Yes, sir.
For the renewal. You're the man. Thanks for coming here, buddy.
Always happy to be here.
Another great
soccer clap. Soccer clap.
Oh, and let's all clap for the horseshoe and what's gonna happen there on Saturday.
We are.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
The Hyundai SUV, known as the Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. What makes it an incredible SUV? Could it be the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600 plus miles of range. Could it be the driver behind the wheel? Maybe it's all of those things and more. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid, so much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603. For more details. Previously on the Rich Eisen Show, I said Jake Browning was going to save the season for the Cincinnati Bengals. Everybody thought it was completely over when Joe Burrow went out for darn near the whole year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was wrong because Jake Browning continued to lose football games and throw it around to the point where they in Cincinnati were like, we got to go get the guy who the Browns started the season with and then benched. We got to get Joe Flacco. And then Flacco went 1-2 with a massive win on Thursday night against the Steelers at home, in which he threw it around like he was 20 again. And then last week, second loss, just stubbing his toe, if you will, against the Jets. Or not just stubbing his toe, but hurting his shoulder with a sprained AC joint. That is a nasty thing. It is an awful thing. It's a painful thing.
Yikes.
So it's possible that the Bengals coming back this week at home against the Cincinnati Bengals, or against the Chicago Bears, it may be Jake Browning time again. Here was Zach Taylor moments ago at the podium.
We'll see what we can potentially get out of him tomorrow. So we'll just work through the week. I think right now it's probably at a 50-50 on what I'll end up on Sunday.
Does he need the reps at all? Or is this
You've seen what he's done.
Sure.
Came in, played on a Thursday, you know, after 3 days of practice. So I think if anybody in this league can get by with minimal reps right now, it's him.
Yeah. So listen, Bears fans, no offense. This is nothing against you. If Jake Browning comes in and makes me right after all, that would be amazing. It's set up. I just didn't say. I said Jake Browning would save the season.
Mm-hmm. And you doubled down on it.
Well, no, I said the season would be just fine after Joe got hurt. Maybe it was the second Joe.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Yeah, I didn't tell you it's Joe.
That's how I twisted.
I didn't tell you it's Joe. He was gonna help out with. I didn't tell you it's Joe.
Yeah, but you did say Jake though. That was.
I did say Jake, and it turned out to be another Joe.
Yeah,
but now maybe this Jake after this Joe, maybe I'll be right. We're gonna keep trying. I'm going down with it. Certainly, if Browning is going to get the start,
I think Matt Ryan would tell you that.
Gotta move on.
Gotta move on.
Gotta move on. Gotta take steps like Giannis.
Right.
So many steps.
So
jeez.
Many.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. fun stuff right there. Dan Lanning, the Oregon head coach, is on tomorrow's program. So is Daniel Jeremiah and the actor Gabriel Luna.
Nice.
Friday's guests scheduled to appear. Shaquille O'Neal and Morgan Freeman.
Whoa.
That's Friday's show. But this Wednesday show, thank you for taking it in. We might sneak in one more phone call before we get to Out of Dodge.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.